Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, and welcome to Have You At You. I'm your host for today. It's Shay from the K-Way. Unfortunately, Shanice isn't with us today. She will be back next week, but we have a very special guest with us for today. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hey, it's Ashley. back again.
I feel like Ashley's here more than me at this point. Thank you for joining us today, Ashley. And yes, we love hanging out with you guys here on How You At You, talking through the hottest K news, your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, and everything in between. So make sure to sit back, relax as we dive into things. Our very first segment, per usual, is Hot Topics, aka BBC Shanice. She will be back next week. But we break down some of the hottest K news, hot topics, and everything in between, and just give you guys an update on what's happening in the K world. So our first story for this week is Astro's Moonbin sadly passed away at the age of 25. The Seoul Gangnam Police Station has reported that on the 19th of April at approximately 10 past 8 p.m. KST, Moonbin was found dead in his residence in Gangnam, which is a district of Seoul, by his manager. Fantagio confirms and asks people to refrain from guessing the cause of death and just really be respectful to the overall situation. What did you think of the news, Ashley? Everyone's obviously super shocked and taken aback, but yeah.
Definitely. It's shocking, and rest in peace. And sending all of the love and support to his family, to his friends, and to the fans of Astro and to fans of Moonbin, because it's terrible.
Exactly. It really is. And obviously all life and all passings are sad, but I think this obviously hit so many people and resonated with people so deeply, because Astro and Moonbin in particular have been such a bright light in the lives of so many, and they've helped so many people go through difficult times or create special moments and memories. So just rest in peace, sending our respects and love and support to his family, loved ones. Obviously we know that he had a lot of friends in the industry that are probably mourning right now. And please just be respectful of the situation.
Take care of yourselves as well.
Yes, exactly. And moving on, so our second news topic is a new bill called the Popular Culture and Arts Industry Development Act has been approved by the Ministry of South Korea. So this bill targets a number of issues in the K-pop industry with regards to minor aged idols. So the new requirements on the bill are: K-pop entertainment agencies must disclose events to their idols at least once a year, in addition to whenever the artists request. A lower limit of working hours for young entertainers under 12 years old. I think people under 12 years old can only do 25 hours per week or 6 hours per day. 12 to 15 year olds can do 30 hours per week and 7 hours per day. 15 year olds and older can do 35 hours per week and 7 hours per day. The bill bans activities that infringe on young celebrities' rights to education, such as school absences and dropouts. Yeah, I think this is very much so needed.
Definitely.
I'm sure you have probably thought the same, Ashley, but me and Shanice have had this conversation so many times about making sure the right things are in place to support these young artists, to enable them to have a nice developmental stage and period. Like, being a teenager is such a fragile time in everyone's life. So
yeah,
if you're already jumping straight into work, in essence, like, yes, this could be your passion, but it is work at the end of the day, just making sure that there are the right things legally that help to protect you and that keep your artist safe and protect. I think it's very important. But yeah, what do you think?
Hugely important. Like, I can't even imagine just the stress of having to go through things like puberty with people, like so many people knowing your existence, and also being like, I can imagine that they are like almost surrounded by adults all the time, really, if once they fully get into the group. And just to be a young person and having to deal with that without many people around you which are your age, and suddenly having to deal with these things where people are like micromanaging all of your looks and everything, I think it's so important for them to have rules against that now, because like puberty is already like that. That's like tenfold. Like, oh god, I can't imagine it. So yeah, it's really good, and really good that they have those hours limits as well for them to work.
Definitely. And I'm not aware of all of the other like legislations. I can't speak today, but all of the other legal things that are in place that protect artists of all ages, but specifically minors and young adults. And I think this is definitely a step in the right direction in terms of understanding that, one, these are children, whether we like to think it or not, like these are kids. So especially that last point about the bill being in place to make sure that they have the right to education and they're not taking too many school absences, school leaves, and having to drop out in some cases. So I think that's really important, because having an efficient and adequate education is part of like everyone's development, be that socially, academically, whether you're wanting to pursue something else on the side of being an idol or after your career. Some people kind of just feel like they're just stuck at a certain stage in their development because they've missed out on be it education or social interaction. So yeah, I think it's important. And thanks to the people and the politicians that maybe had to fight to put this in place.
Definitely.
And huge respect to all the companies that have either already been doing this and having these sort of things in place, but the ones that will be taking it on board as well, because it is important. But yes, that was all of our news for this week. If you guys have any other news stories that really touched you over the last week or so, please feel free to send them to us or share them. We're now going to move on to our next segment called Say What, where we break down all of your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, requests, sometimes even stories. And if you guys want to send some submissions for, you can submit them anonymously at kpopbox.co.uk/HallyuAtYou, or you can send them to us at HallyuT@gmail.com. So our very first unpopular opinion for today is, I have just made the decision to stop being a K-pop fan. I am appalled and disgusted to see how some fans are making jokes and inappropriate comments surrounding Moonbin's passing. Thoughts and feelings, Ashley?
Well, I respect this person's opinion. Some people are just awful. Some people really are. And I hope at least that this will give you some reassurance in that I am a SHINee fan. I've been a SHINee fan for about 2 years. And those who aren't familiar with SHINee, one of SHINee's members passed in 2018, Kim Jonghyun, who is amazing. And I came into it, you know, post that, and it's really amazing how so many fans have continued to keep his legacy alive, to keep his brilliance and his memory alive, not just in grieving, but in also celebrating his amazing personality, his amazing achievements. And I believe that there are those fans out there. There are so many fans who are being respectful and who are keeping and will keep Moonbin's memory alive. And so I hope that if you ever do want to come back to being a K-pop fan, that you remember that there are so many people who do love him and are respectful of that. And also I'd say to use the block button as much as you want, because because that just, it gives my life great joy.
Block don't need and those report. People.
Exactly. Do it as many times as you want.
And I think sadly, because it's a double-edged sword, in my opinion. You might have a similar perspective, but because K-pop has grown so much and is in such an online space now and is readily accessible to everyone, which is amazing because so many more of us can connect and discover new groups and share and cultural exchange. But it's also meant that the number of, I don't want to call them crazies, but interesting people are also having access to those spaces. And some people are chronically online to the point where they have no sense of reality or like the sanctity of life and real world things and real world issues and just appreciating life. And because, and I'm not just blaming this on the K-pop space because we see it in the West as well.
Yeah.
Because these artists and celebrities are really packaged as like these commodities and these things to just like consume or that are just meant to keep running and produce you something else and something shiny to look at and something pretty and sparkly. We forget that they're actually humans, and some of those people who are chronically online also forget their humanity, because I've unfortunately seen some pretty shocking things following Moonbin's passing. Like, it hasn't even been a week yet. I had seen tweets, like whether someone means this as a joke, like it's just never appropriate. I saw someone, I'm not going to say what fandom they're from because I don't want it to turn to a thing of, oh, obviously, yes, X fandom, what should you expect? But someone that seemed to be a part of a fandom that was part of a fandom of a very prominent and like popular group, a few of their fans were saying, well, at least my fave is alive and thriving, or my fave would never. Like,
Awful.
What is that?
These people are just not worth your time, because unfortunately they are here. They even I've seen some for Jonghyun as well, years after, and it's really they just are in their own little world, and it's nothing that I would ever want to be a part of, and I can't imagine what their lives are like, and I don't want to. So there's so many more amazing fans who will treat it with respect and will bring the joy back into loving these fans and appreciating them. So yeah, I hope this person takes care of themselves.
Exactly.
It's
an interesting time and it's sad, but at the end of the day, per Ashley's advice, block, per my advice, report, and hopefully those people go outside and touch some grass, because yes, someone's outward projection is definitely evidence of what's going on internally for them, but they could seriously be hurting people. Like, this is super fresh. Like, there's his family to consider, friends, your quote-unquote faves, because I don't think people that behave like that are true fans, but your faves would not condone your actions, so maybe just think of that. But yes, we both really respect this unpopular opinion. Thank you for sharing. And we hope that at some point you do choose to come back into the space to continue to support other artists that you enjoy and to celebrate Moonbin's legacy as well, because, it's worth it. Our next unpopular opinion for today is, most K-pop fans act like they're going to kill Dispatch or any site that reveals their idols dating. But to be honest, they also want to know whom their idols are dating. And the girl crush concept is becoming the most overused and diluted concept. Okay, so the first bit, most fans act like they want to kill Dispatch or other sites that reveal who idols are dating, but to be honest, they also want to know who they are dating.
Interesting.
I actually think this is true, because I have seen some people scream at Dispatch, like, how could you invade their privacy? How could you do this? But then they're also like, can we get an update? Or like, has anyone seen them together? Or I saw this. So,
It's just a wild thing, this whole Dispatch, this whole dating thing for any sort of celebrity. It's just very, very hard to react to this, because it's kind of a bit fact, I guess. But I guess there are also some fans who just, you know, would be respectful if they found out who their idols are dating. It's like a general curiosity, like, oh, they are dating someone, it's fine. Good for them. But I don't know. It's one of those things, I guess. It's just like weird curiosity, but I don't know how to react to this, honestly.
Yeah, and like, I think the worst part is there is some truth to it. As humans, like, we are naturally curious creatures, so I can respect that. But I think certain lines and boundaries are very clear. Perhaps not apparent to everyone, but are clear. Like, yes, you have a right to know about things that are in the public space, or if you feel like you support someone. I don't think anyone owes you information about their personal life just because you support what they do. But I do get it. And then there's a topic that we've spoken about on the podcast a lot, and like falling into parasocial relationships, and are the fans to blame? Are the companies and artists to blame? But I think naturally most people are curious, unless you're like me and I'm just like, if it isn't my business, I really don't care.
Yeah.
Like, I wish you the best, but I'm like, this is really not my business.
Yeah.
Curiosity is fine, but I think drawing the line and,
I think it, like, it's just respecting the artist and whether they want to reveal it or not.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I, for one, am just against companies like Dispatch, ones that just feed on drama, that kind of TMZ type of thing, where it's just they get all of their clicks and everything from just invading other people's lives. And it's just, it's just, get a life. That's my
like, get a hobby.
Yeah, like, let them reveal it if they want to, like, who cares, yeah.
But this, I'm not in any way condoning some of, or if not all of Dispatch's extracurricular activities and all that they do, but they are an interesting one for me sometimes, because yes, they do the whole like, we are Korea's TMZ and we're going to get all the information. But I feel like I've also seen fully consensual interviews with artists where it's like, are you guys ruining their lives or are you guys working together? Like, where's the middle ground?
it's a weird one.
Curiosity's fine. If your fave wants to share, I think that's fine. But it's just that point where there's an invasion of privacy, or if it's being hidden for the purpose of not wanting to start fan wars or Eva's party to get crazy hate online, I think that's completely up to them. It's their business. That's that. And then the latter half of this person's unpopular opinion, they said, and the girl crush concept is becoming the most overused and diluted concept.
I think, to me, what is like the definition of girl crush? Like, because I feel like this opinion has been happening for
a while.
And I feel like there's so many elements to girl crush as a concept. I don't think it can really be overused in my thoughts. I can think it can be reinvented, but like, it's just another type of concept, really, for me. It just, like, it really depends on the group and how they pull it off. Like, I guess people are maybe missing the kind of cutesy concept that like second gen had a lot. Again, there's just so many elements to just the girl crush concept in general that I really, as long as the music is good and as long as they pull it off, I really have no problem with any concept in my opinion.
Yeah, I think I agree. I don't think there's like a time span on like girl crush can only exist between this time and X amount of people can do it. I don't think that's the problem. Because as far as I'm aware, girl crush, the concept is just like where there's this kind of sen-uni, sexy, cool, badass type vibe. And I feel like that concept on paper can transcend time. What some people might be struggling with is that we're seeing a lot of very similar visual concepts and very similar sounds. Well, I would say we're getting a little bit more diversity this year, maybe last year, and when we was in the whole noise music era, we were seeing like a lot of very similar things or songs that were just created for the sole intention of going viral on TikTok. So maybe that's what's making it now feel overbearing. But I feel like girl crush will always have a place in K-pop and in music in general. I feel like it's an umbrellaing sort of theme and concept that exists. But
yeah. What I also find interesting is that no one ever complains really about boy crush.
Yes.
Like, it's everywhere. It is like every boy girl group concept.
Honestly.
And no one complains about that.
Like, that's fine.
Yeah, generally. But like, as soon as like girls start feeling themselves, they're like, whoa, that's too much.
Like, stop doing that, okay?
Yeah, like, okay, like, you've done it now.
Like, oh my God, like, go back to singing about how that boy hasn't texted you back.
Yeah, like, well, I don't know, be a cupcake. Like, like, I just think it's just very interesting that I've never really seen that, like,
true,
get brought up.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think it's just... Again, it's a concept.
Yeah, that's a good point, though. Yeah.
Yeah.
That is a good point, like, because the other way, no one would ever say that. And I feel like, I don't know, it might be for any area of life or entertainment, but you can never please anyone. Because obviously a group like ITZY, they started off like with a very cool girl crush kind of vibe. And then I think of recent, they've kind of moved into like some romance songs, and people are like, why are they doing that? They need to go back to their old stuff. But then some people are like, oh my gosh, but girl crush too much, do something else. So it's like, what do you want them to do?
It's just you can't please everyone, can't
So that's that.
Yeah.
And then on to our last unpopular opinion for today. This person said, I'm so glad that SM have now decided to stop adding members to NCT. I'm not going to lie, I really liked the concept first, but it was getting overwhelming having to learn about new members and then those said new members hardly being active. As someone, I feel like an NCT historian, I was there when they were born. I was there for their 16th birthday. I have mixed feelings as well, because I, unpopular opinion, one of my first groups in K-pop were EXO. So maybe that says a lot. But I kind of like the concept of new people coming. But I do agree with the end of this unpopular opinion that when we weren't seeing those new members being very active, that was annoying me, because it was like, oh, like, new person, that's great, thinking you're going to see something from them, and then SM just keeps them in a cupboard somewhere. So I do understand that.
I know near to nothing about NCT, so this is the worst opinion for me. I feel kind of bad because I made a TikTok about Mark's new song, and it kind of popped off. And then I don't have, like, for anyone who knows my TikTok as well, I actually know very little about NCT, but all the fans are really fun in the comments, so I love learning about new things. But it's actually news to me that they've stopped adding members to NCT, so this is fun. I mean, I'm glad that I have time to learn their names now. Yeah, it must suck for them to like suddenly for you to like find out, oh, there's a new person, and then for them to just not be hanging out just anywhere doing anything. So
it's an experience. And I think why I'm still kind of laughing till now is that if you're new to NCT, you have free will, you can do what you like. Would I suggest putting yourself through the experience of trying to figure out who everyone is and what groups they belong to within NCT? Do that at your own. You're doing that to yourself. They are great guys. It's a great time. But you're never going to hear me say, go home and learn about NCT. Because when you get down that rabbit hole and you can't get back out and you try to blame me. Yeah, but I think maybe a few episodes ago, I think it was maybe part of our news, I think they've agreed to stop adding members to NCT, I think after the debut of NCT Japan, I think. But yeah, at the moment, so there's like NCT U, which has almost everyone in it. There's Wavy, which is basically the Chinese NCT.
It took me the longest time to find out.
Yes.
A different group.
They're a whole other. So there's them. They're like the Chinese arm. I think this is, if we just look at the pattern, SM has always been on this like redemption arc, because I'm pretty sure they tried to do it with Super Junior, then EXO, because they've always like really had this nice idea of having the Korean side of groups and the Chinese side, so that when they when they're what's the word, when they're having a comeback or something, they can promote everywhere and have members that work everywhere. So it kind of worked with Super Junior a little bit, I think, kind of. And then obviously there was the whole situation with EXO. And then things went well with Wavy, although it has its issues and people still have problems because they don't feel as though Wavy is promoted enough or we get enough from them. But yeah, so there's NCTU, Wavy, NCT 127, which is the main one that especially promotes abroad, especially in America. Mm. And who else is there? There's NCT Dream. Mm. I think that's all of them for now. NCT Japan is to come. There's been whispers about NCT America or something. I don't know what that means. I draw the line there. But if you're, whenever in doubt, just look for Mark because he's everywhere.
That was the first one I found out. I was like, this guy's in all of them. What is it? When does he like sleep? I remember someone said that they should do a British one and call it NCT Mandem.
Mark will still be there.
Mark, I think he would just fit. I think he like has the British guy vibe.
It would work. Yeah. Oh, God.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so if you're bored and you've got some free time, when I say free time, I mean like 6 months, look into this. If you don't. Yeah.
Yeah. Live your life.
At your own risk. But yeah, I think it'll be interesting. And a lot of people are saying, because obviously NCT has been SM's main and biggest boy group project, after they're not done with them, obviously they'll still be active, but whatever that next boy group will look like will be very interesting. So
I heard ages ago that they were doing like a band, like an actual like musician.
That would be good. I could see that working.
Yeah, that would be quite cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Lovely. Love a little bit of that. Cool. But those are all of our unpopular opinions for today. If you guys want to submit any other unpopular opinions, please feel free to submit them anonymously at kpopbox.co.uk/hallyu@you, or you can send them to us via email, which is kpop. No, it's not K-pop. It's hallyut@gmail.com. That's too much K-pop for today. But now it's time for On the Radar. So coming towards the end of the episode, so me and Ashley will let you know what's on our radar. So Ashley, what's on your radar?
Well, being the resident shawl, got some shiny news that they're having a fan meet.
Oh!
They just announced it. I think it was today. I think it was today this morning. On the 27th of May, I think 2 days after their debut date, which is wild. I hope they put it on Beyond Live because they've hired a place that only has 2K of an audience, which is interesting. But people have opinions, but that's okay. So, yes, they're making a comeback. According to the ultimate spoiler guy, Taemin, they're doing possibly a reality show.
Oh.
And yeah, they've got something big planned. So I am very excited.
Lovely. Yeah. No. And Taemin's back and he looks amazing. And I don't know what it was, but they like it was like some sort of fan meet performance he had the other day.
Yeah, it was a fan meet. I watched it.
I was like, Taemin. And I just think there should be a study on Taemin because he just seems to be such an interesting individual where he is like, I can do it all. Like, I can be cute. I can be boy next door. I can be like this crazy performer that can outdance the whole industry. And then like, he's just like, oh, giggle, push hair behind your ear. Like, Taemin, pick a side.
Oh my God. He has mastered the art of parasocializing or whatever the word is. And it's terrifying. I have his bubble. It is the best, worst money I've ever spent. Oh my God. Literally like within like 2 days of coming back, he was like using the your name function within like it just immediately. And I,
oh my God.
I am subscribed to the other three guys. They have barely used that. He has been on it. He's been sending voice notes. Good. Yeah. He, so, yeah. Stan at your own risk. He is unhinged in the best, worst way. And it's like, great. I love his back.
You will be left saying, like, Taemin, what are we? What is this?
I literally saw a tweet today that just said that. So, oh, it's terrifying.
Good luck. And SHINee's such a great group because on one side you have, like, the members, like, I think, like, Minho and Taemin will be like, oh, like, what are we? Cute. Like, Key will be like, we are nothing. I don't know you. Why are you crying in the club?
Literally. He's like, you are a baby. They all keep saying that. Like, I'm so old. Like, you are 30. Chill out.
Like, relax.
Yeah.
And then, but like, I guess for him, like, everyone else in the industry is like 10. So he must feel, yeah. Oh, no.
He is smart. He's smart about this stuff. And then there's Onyu, who has been currently doing yoga and painting recently. So he's off in his own world, and good for him.
Oh, that is lovely. See, SHINee might even be a better place to start. Before NCT, pop round to SHINee's road. Yeah, go through there.
Members. Five members. Exactly. Easy to remember.
Very straightforward.
Simple. Great. Linear.
Oh, God. And, okay, on my radar, what's been on my radar? I keep seeing Daddy's Home, Daddy's Back.
Is that Monster X?
Yeah. What's his name? Shonu. I think he came. Yeah. He came back from the military, and everyone knows now.
That one video of just the chest pop.
Yeah.
I keep seeing that.
And it's his walk. Like, he has this very, it makes sense. Like, he has a Daddy's Home walk. I don't know how to describe it outside of that. I was like, okay, this makes sense. Cool.
Good for him.
Great. Yeah, so that's been on my radar. I started watching, I think it's called Doctor Romance or Romance Doctor on Netflix. It's been great so far, but my brain kind of hurts because the trailer, I think, that I watched was featuring people from season 2, and I watched season 1 and I was like, where are all the people? So that's going great. Yeah. So there's that. And Coachella news as well. Like, everyone's at Coachella apparently doing their thing. Jackson was with Sierra. That happened. Yeah.
Yeah, Blackpink.
Yeah, exactly. And everyone's having a great time. So
yeah, it's fun.
Might as well. It couldn't be me. I don't think I'd be able to survive the sand.
Oh my God.
And the dust.
Yeah. Never been to a festival ever, so I would die. I would genuinely, like, explode. No,
like, it doesn't seem medically safe. So, yeah. You have fun. I'll watch you on YouTube.
Yeah, exactly.
But yes, that's all we have time for today. Thank you so much, guys, for listening to Hallyu at You, and to our very special guest, Ashley, for joining us today as well. Remember that you guys can submit your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, stories, or requests. You can send them to hallyut@gmail.com, or you can submit them anonymously at kpopbox.co.uk/hallyu@you. And don't forget to rate us and leave us a review on whatever podcasting platform that you're listening to us on. We'd really appreciate it. We want to know what you want to hear more of, see more of. If you want us to bring Ashley back, just keep bringing them back.
Ashley's back.
in a proper SHINee way. Ashley's back.
Oh God, that was so annoying.
So yes, thank you so much for listening. I've been Shay from The K-Way. You guys can follow me at The K-Way. And Ashley, if you want to drop your socials where everyone can find you.
Yeah, I'm Ashley, and you can find me at Ashley and Shades on anything.
Lovely. And until next time, we will holla at you. Bye.
Bye.
Have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.